You can't win at three-card Monte because you can't follow the winning card, even though the dealer began the game by showing it to you face up. The sleight of hand of the con artist diverts your attention so skillfully that everyone follows the wrong card from the start. I thought of this when the U.S. Department of Energy began taking public comments on a proposal to ship 22 million cubic feet of nuclear wastes to Hanford. The proposal comes just weeks after the agency won a bitter fight to designate Yucca Mountain in Nevada as the nation's permanent high-level nuclear repository. Hanford is one of the most polluted places in the world. A relic of the Manhattan Project, it holds 66% of the nation's high-level nuclear wastes. At Hanford, 53 million gallons of the wastes have been stored in 177 underground tanks for more than 50 years. The design life of the tanks is 20 to 35 years. 67 of the tanks already are known to have leaked or are leaking. More than a million tons of radioactive materials have seeped into the ground. Some are known to have leached into the Columbia River, threatening fisheries and millions of downstream residents. Ironically, Hanford isn't supposed to be a radioactive dump anymore. The federal government has been spending billions of dollars to clean it up. Comes now the Department of Energy, which wants to expand Hanford's stored wastes by 70,000 truckloads from sites across the country. As controversial as Yucca Mountain was, at least it can be said that billions of dollars of research was done on it, regardless of the quality of the work. In contrast, DOE has done almost no research on its role reversal at Hanford. DOE says it's all part of a master plan. Yucca Mountain is to hold high-level wastes, and Hanford is to be downgraded to a low-level site. However, even the nuclear industry says Yucca Mountain can't handle more than 40% of what is stored and leaking at Hanford. Washington Senator Maria Cantwell says the real amount is closer to 13%. These events are alarming to many Northwesterners who now realize that they may have been paying too much attention to the bitter debate over Yucca Mountain. As in Three Card Monte, they've been watching the wrong card. This is Les O'Coin.